Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
One of my favorites, and also a friend, a longtime friend, joins me from Tokyo this morning. Jamie Yukas from CBS News joins me. And in spite of the fact that you hear her on frequently with Chad Hartman, I am her favorite. So I'm just throwing that out there.
Of course, yeah.
Why did you laugh? Why did you laugh at that? I'm a Minnesotan to meet. So.
You are. Oh, do people even remember that segment?
Yes, I do. Yes, I wish I had a copy of it. So hey, let me ask you about this, because in spite of everything at the Olympic Games, COVID is making a fair amount of news at the Olympic Games because Tokyo has had some just a real increase in hospitalizations here recently.
Yeah, you know, they had been taking a look even before the Games began, John. They put in the state of emergency. It's the fourth state of emergency here in Japan, and they have had some problems, but this is the worst that they've seen. They had about 3,800 cases just in Tokyo reported today, and so they kind of...
Did we just disconnect? Oh, drat. We're gonna get her back on here. We're gonna reconnect. Gosh darn it. Oh, there we are. Now you're back.
I'm in a bridge right now.
You're
Hello.
The miracle of the miracle of communication. But yes, I you hear me okay, Jamie? Apparently not. So, I have enjoyed watching her coverage on CBS, and she's just been doing a great job, and I bet she's got to be really enthusiastic about all the Minnesota connections, because through and through, no matter where she lives, Jamie, you still with me?
I think so. I'm crossing a bridge, and I guess sometimes we have a little cell problem. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you loud and clear. Thank you so much. We were starting to talk a little bit about, you mentioned their fourth emergency situation there, but I wanted to switch gears here and talk about being the fact that you are there. I know for CBS, and you have to remain, you know, sort of somewhat connected to everything going on at the Olympic Games in Tokyo. But being the fact that you have this Minnesota connection, are you taking some particular pride in the number of Minnesotans who are standing out, including the first Hmong American, the Suni Lee, winning the all-around gold?
Are you kidding me? My crew is so sick of me talking about Minnesota and how amazing Minnesota is and how amazing the Minnesota athletes are. Yeah, Suni Lee, the pride, right, of Games right now, and I love that she's from Minnesota. I love her story. I love her family. I love that she's a Hmong American. The whole thing, it's what makes the Olympics great, right? Are these storylines that emerge. And of course I'm proud that we have so many Minnesotans in the Olympics. In fact, I'm like, hey, did you know that swimmer's from Minnesota? Hey, did you know that this person's from Minnesota? So yeah, my crew's about ready to strangle me, but I'm very proud.
Yeah. Hey, some disappointing news with the crash early for the BMX biker. I mean, that she crashed twice, I do believe. I just can't imagine what would it be like to clip handlebars with another rider when you are going around that track.
No, and I feel like, you know, with some of these events, we've seen in pretty much every event now, right, is that there have been just these errors or you know, mistakes that have been made, and people talking about just the fact that the games are so odd, you don't have the crowds, it mentally does take a toll, I think, on these athletes who are used to, you know, especially in an event like that, just used to feeding off of fans and the crowd and all that kind of stuff. You get in your head a little bit. So while it's disappointing, I don't know that some of these are that surprising that they're making errors, because it's just so different and strange.
You know, when watching you, and this is the great part about having you there on behalf of CBS and bringing us, just another whole look at the Olympic Games. But watching you, are you getting the sense from talking to any of the athletes that actually being delayed a full year changed things for them?
I think every single athlete, John, has a story about how it impacted them. Somebody like Caleb Dressel has said that he's glad that the crowds aren't there and that his parents aren't there, that they're, you know, his family can be a distraction because he's so connected to his family, loves his family so much, that he's kind of glad that he can just focus on the pool. But, you know, obviously even the biggest name, Simone Biles, impacted that her parents aren't in the stands and she can't look up at them. There's that's happened, but there's also a number of athletes, you know, who plan to retire. We talked to a young swimmer today who said that, you know, she had planned to be done. She's done with her college career at Stanford, and this was supposed to be her last, you know, she wanted to make it to the Olympics. She did, but she wanted to be done by now. And so, you know, Simone Biles had even said that this, once the Olympics were done, she was going to be done with competing in gymnastics.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know that we're still having some connection problems. You continue to be out there and be, you know, very enthusiastic about Minnesota and the Minnesota
Hi.
Athletes.
Hi.
That's okay. I know it's amazing. It's amazing we can communicate at all. So, Jamie,
I just feel like it's just another part of the pandemic Olympics. It's like, you know, this is just one of the main events, trying to talk
yes.
on the phone.
Indeed. Hey, we will be watching for you throughout the day on CBS and CBS News this evening. I know you've been a regular part of their broadcast and stuff. Hey, quickly, when are you going to be back in our Twin Cities area?
TBD. I'll let you know.
Okay. I got to send you a text because I have some interesting plans that you might be I have some plans that you might be interested in. Let me say it that way. We'll talk to you soon.
I like a good tease. I like a tease.
Right.
Okay, bye, John.
Jamie Yuccas from CBS here on WCCO Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.